Fortunately, today's weather is much quieter than the weather we had here yesterday afternoon and early yesterday evening. A cold front pushed through, generating severe thunderstorms across the area. There was a lot of thunder and lightning with those storms, some flooding downpours, and there were numerous reports of wind damage and also large hail as those storms came through. So damaging storms yesterday. A couple of storms have popped up this afternoon, though they are not even close to the same level of intensity as the storms that came through here yesterday. So you may encounter a shower or a rumble of thunder through the late day and early evening. In most areas, any showers will come to an end and not everybody will see rain. Now coming up tonight, we're mainly dry. We'll clear out pretty nicely. There could still be a few lingering showers, though, mainly across the far north, closer to the Canadian border. Temperatures will be cool, running mainly in the 40s to low 50s overnight, so you might want to reach for that jacket first thing tomorrow morning. And tomorrow looks to be fairly similar to today. We're looking for a mix of sun and clouds. Might see a passing shower or a passing thunderstorm in a few locations. It'll be on the breezy side and still relatively cool, with temperatures only in the 60s to near 70 tomorrow. And I wouldn't be surprised if some of the higher elevations across the north are locked in the 50s for high temperatures on the second day of June. Now, moving ahead into the weekend, we start off really nice on Saturday with partly sunny skies. Looks to stay dry the entire day. Temperatures, though, will still be a bit cool for this time of year, running mainly in the 60s to near 70. Then it's unsettled again on Sunday as our next storm comes at us from the west. Clouds will increase and our likelihood for rain will increase through the day. So we're likely dry Sunday morning, and then we see rain break out during Sunday afternoon. And overall, the weather pattern basically remains locked over the next several days through at least the first half of next week. So that means the threat for rain every so often will continue, and we're not seeing any major summer-like warmth anytime soon. So if you're a lover of hot weather, you're going to have to wait a while. It's not coming in the next several days. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of a passing shower, cool, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of a passing shower, breezy and cooler, with highs in the 60s, some 50s in the mountains. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, cool, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of a passing shower, breezy and cooler, with highs in the 60s, some 50s in the mountains. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear and cool, low 46 to 54. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm, breezy, high 66 to 72. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, cool, low 45 to 50. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm, breezy, high 65 to 70. Region-wide on Saturday, partly sunny, highs in the 60s to around 70, and on Sunday, increasing clouds with rain developing during the afternoon with highs in the 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.